The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Jonathan Healy in for Pat. Dublin City Council has heard an emergency motion calling for Gardaí to receive special training in dealing more effectively with attacks on the LGBTQ plus community. The motion was tabled by Fine Gael on the council. It looks to prevent attacks on that community as well as providing specialist training to Gardaí. On the line, we've got Danny Byrne, who is a councillor for Dublin South East Inner City, and TV presenter Darren Kennedy. First of all, Danny Byrne, what are you hoping to achieve with this?
Good morning, Jonathan. Good morning, Darren, and good morning to your listeners. We'd be hoping to achieve, Jonathan, that there would be, first of all, to have increased visible Garda patrols in the city. A lot of people tell me they don't see Gardaí on the street. Now, I think that has improved in the recent past, and we have a commitment to open a 24-hour Garda station on O'Connell Street, which I think will help that. But we'd also like to have further comprehensive training regarding LGBT issues, trans issues, and that we would have more diversity and liaison officers in each Garda station, that they're very much aware, and you know, to have a publicity campaign that the public are aware of such a role within a Garda station.
Why now? I mean, this is something that has been evolving over time, and the Gardaí, to their credit, will take crimes against members of the LGBT community very seriously when they are reported. But why the urgency with this particular motion?
Well, I think over the Pride period, and particularly on, I think it was last Saturday week, there was a number of people allegedly attacked on O'Connell Street, on St Stephen's Green, and that's of great concern. That these attacks are not as rare, I think, as might be thought, and that they're perhaps unreported, and so. Yeah,
and I don't want to diminish the motivation that may have been behind those attacks. And obviously, if they're happening around Pride, you'd have to be concerned. But is that not just a reflection of what Dublin is like right now, whereby the likelihood of you getting attacked, regardless of your race or creed, is actually heightened because of the nature of our capital city?
But I don't accept, Jonathan, that Dublin City should be unsafe in any manner for any person, regardless of their gender or how they identify or anything like that. I absolutely do not accept that Dublin. There is a perception out there that it's unsafe, and we want to quash that perception that Dublin should be welcoming and safe for everybody.
Okay, Darren Kennedy, good morning to you. Do you feel unsafe when walking around town?
Good morning, Jonathan. You know, it has to be said, there are moments and there are times when, yes, and I've spoken about this before, you know, even holding hands with a partner can be a calculated risk, and it shouldn't be, you know. And I would go back to the point about Dublin being unsafe. I don't think it's unique to Dublin. I actually think that, you know, we are seeing a rise in homophobia in countries around the world. I know that President Biden even spoke out about it, I think it was back in May. You know, the fact that we are seeing huge progress, lots of progress in terms of LGBTQ rights, but then we're also witnessing these disturbing setbacks and a rising hate and violence kind of targeting those communities. So, you know, and I am hearing about it. Again, my stories or anything that I hear, I have to say, is anecdotal. But even, you know, certain minorities seem to be emboldened to kind of speak out and throw abuse, or be that verbal or physical abuse.
In your experience, it's been mostly verbal. So what have people said to you?
It has been. You know, it's just people using words like, you know, the F word, or really just simple words that can really cut deep and carry lots of shame around them, you know. Someone shouting fag at you on a night out can be enough to derail an otherwise nice evening. And it might be something, if I'm with a group of people, they would never understand, or they would never even know that it kind of, it does hurt you. And it takes a lot of mental effort to try and not let it get in. And, you know, obviously through years of hearing these things growing up and whatnot, and it kind of normalizes it, but you reach a point where you go, as an adult man, I'm not putting up with that. That's not acceptable. You obviously then have to be very careful and make a judgment call. And, you know, 99% of the times, probably 100% of the times, you just, you know, hold your head up high and keep walking, and, you know, it's water off a duck's back. But that shouldn't be the case. So, you know, personally, I think that anything that drives awareness around diversity and inclusion is all very, very positive. And I welcome this move. I think it's fantastic. The Gardaí have always been very supportive of the community. And I think, you know, something like this not only drives awareness and education, but it increases understanding, all of which leads to empowerment. And I think that empowerment is two-pronged. And I think it's very important to say it empowers society to obviously have a greater understanding for each other and hopefully helps to minimize those incidents. But it also empowers the victims to come forward, that they know that they'll be heard, that they'll get the necessary supports in a safe environment. Because you've got to remember, there's a lot of shame around these incidents, not for the victim, and also the victim could be someone who's not out. You know, so that it's very complicated.
Yeah. When you were the victim of the verbals, let's put it that way, I'm struggling to think, if there was a guard standing next to you in uniform with full gear on, like, what could he do in that scenario? Because what was a specific law being broken, vulgar abuse being thrown at people? I know you, like, what could he have done in that scenario? What could she have done in that scenario?
Well, I think that's, you know, that's obviously a very nuanced question. I think it's more about a case of, well, you know, would the person be emboldened to do something so blatantly next to a guard? I don't think that would be the case. You know, I often think back to, you know, the schoolyard bully, which you know, a lot of people have experienced. The schoolyard bully is not stupid either. Do you know? And it's very rarely that they'll pick on their victim right in front of the teacher. So it's, you know, it's a similar thing. I just think it's about, it's empowering the guards as well through education, that if they encounter a scenario like that, how do they handle it? Because is the person breaking a law? Possibly not, but at the same time, there's a way of handling it. So I think it's, you know, it's much more nuanced than that.
Danny, if I can come back to you, Danny Byrne, Councillor Danny Byrne, the same Gardaí would get dogs abuse from the same people who'd be throwing it out at members of the LGBT community. They will probably target anyone who they perceive as being different than themselves or in an authority that is above them in question of the Gardaí, who have powers over people to prosecute. You know, it is behavioural at the end of the day. And how do you moderate that behaviour? What powers can you give the Gardaí? Educating is one thing, but giving them powers under bylaws or power under legislation is different.
Yeah, to be honest, there seems to be a certain cohort of young people out there present in Dublin that seem to be almost immune from the law. They have the revolving door justice system. They're given a constant free legal aid, which the taxpayers are constantly paying for, which I don't think that's correct either. They need to understand that to have a respect for diversity. You know, and to perhaps we need to educate young people in schools on to have a subject on diversity or something like that, in respect of race and in terms of sexuality and that whole area.
I find it fascinating, Darren, because I thought we'd moved on so much with marriage equality and with the conversations that I've had with teenagers, but I suppose I'm not living in North Inner City. You know, the acceptance of gay people has completely changed in society, but it's obviously not done enough if you can be subject of this type of abuse when you're on a night out. The same with the cast of The Lion King, when they were walking along the street and they were racially abused. There is a problem here, and the last thing we should do is ignore it.
Yeah, there absolutely is. I mean, marriage equality obviously is a massive step forward for society. And I think sometimes it's one step forward, two steps back. I do think that overall we are progressing. And, you know, I speak to young people and I hear of young people coming out at a much earlier age, and there's much more acceptance within their friend group. And we are moving forward. But I think sometimes, again, it's about understanding that not all progress is linear. And it certainly feels since the pandemic, or over the past 2 or 3 years, that this cohort who feel it's their right to speak out and abuse people on the streets seems to be more emboldened. So that's why anything, you know, to even to be even having this conversation about the guards implementing this training, I think is a fantastic thing, because it shows you that, you know, as society, even our lawmakers, our law enforcers, we will not accept this. And I think that's a really, really positive thing.
Okay, Darren Kennedy, thank you for that. Danny Byrne, before I let you go, the exact wording of that motion last night, expressing deep concern regarding the safety of members of the public in Dublin City, especially attacks on members of the LGBTQIA plus community and other minorities. I'm always one to admit a bit of ignorance. I'm familiar with LGBT, and I could make a good guess at Q. What's the IA?
These acronyms seem to change quite a bit, Jonathan. But so the L is obviously lesbian, G is for gay, B is bisexual, T is transgender, Q is queer, I is intersex, and A is asexual or agender. Okay. Now, Jonathan, a lot of these things I lack knowledge, or let's say education, in as well, probably like a lot of people. But what I do have is respect for diversity, and I think that's something really important, that that live and let live. You know, life is difficult enough for people without attacking how people identify or how they express themselves.
All right, we'll leave it there for now. Danny Byrne, councillor for Dublin South East Inner City, thank you very much for your thoughts.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk. The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.